that's all the notices for this week. We have come to the candles. I never get to light these, so I thought I might like to. We did our first one, which we talked about waiting. How the candle helped us to wait because we counted off each week. The second week, we talked about how we waited with expectation and sometimes excitement. The third one, does someone else want to come and light this? Oh, come on then. Brilliant. Round of applause, please. Thank you. Thank you. Excellent. Oh, and a bow. Wonderful. Brilliant. So we wait. We wait with expectation. And the third one, we wait with expectation for God. In the Bible, there's lots of references to God coming. And in the book of Micah, it says this: "But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will not be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of her brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth." People were waiting for a saviour to arrive who would protect them and shepherd them. Now, it's a little bit odd, isn't it, these days, because we're waiting for a saviour to arrive, and that saviour is Jesus. But Jesus has already come, because we celebrate Christmas is when we remember his coming, which is a little bit odd. But it's a bit like this. Think of it like this. I've got a Christmas present here, wrapped in very lovely paper. Could anyone tell me what this Christmas present is before I unwrap it? It's a very difficult one, so you have to think carefully. Oh, shouting out in the classroom. A Toblerone. You think it's a Toblerone? You think this is a Toblerone inside? Anyone else think it's a Toblerone? Brilliant, okay. Right. Should I open it? Oh, I should open it. Okay, we think it's a Toblerone. Well, let's see. Should I rip it open? Yeah. Okay. With great excitement, we rip up the paper to reveal a Toblerone. Because you see, the thing about Christmas is when our presents are wrapped up, sometimes we can guess what they are. But if we didn't unwrap them, it wouldn't be very exciting, would it? We'd just go, oh, that's a Toblerone, and we'd just leave it wrapped up. And we wait for Jesus to arrive. We know he's already arrived. We know what's coming. It's like a presence that's wrapped up and you know what it is. But it's still exciting because at Christmas we can meet Jesus again. It's like unwrapping the paper even though you know what's coming. In the Bible, the people didn't know what Jesus would be like. We do, because we have the Bible and we already know what he's like. But it's still exciting to wait for celebrating his birth, because we can meet him again, like taking the wrapper off a present. We already know what it is. I hope you've noticed the wonderful tree and decorations, which I think looks very good, considering it did fall over. But don't worry, all is safe now. We think. We're not sure. I'm looking at Bill and he's shaking his head. And now I'm worried. Okay. We're 2 weeks before Christmas. We're looking toward the coming of Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world, the Messiah, Emmanuel. God is with us. In the book of John, it says this: "In the beginning was the Word,
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Unlike those who waited in the old days, we have seen the glory of God. We have seen Jesus. If we follow him, we have God living in our lives. And yet the people who didn't know what they were waiting for, they waited with expectation, sometimes in years of darkness, not hearing a word. How much more should we wait with expectation, knowing what Jesus is like and what he can do? As we remain seated, we're going to go into a time of prayer, and we'll start this by singing Light of the World. The Word, who created in the beginning, became flesh. The light of the world came into the world that he had created. And we're going to use this as an opening to prayer and as a prayer ourselves as we sing it. As we're thinking about Emmanuel, God coming to earth, we're also thinking about the end of the purpose-driven life. How does that come together? Well, in some ways it does, because the last chapter talks about our mission. We're here for a mission. What is it? Why are we here? What are we doing? And Christmas talks about that as well. As we looked at our gift, we knew what it was, even though it was wrapped up. But of course, inside it's so much more exciting when you open it up and you eat it. If you don't unwrap the present, it's not that exciting. We know what it is. But when you start to eat your Toblerone, very exciting. Who doesn't love a Toblerone? I was imagining half the church would say, yes, I don't, because given my track record of sports and things, you know. Great, we agree. Who doesn't love a Toblerone? But over the years, you see, the wrapping on the present at Christmas time, the wrapping on Jesus Christ, was all through the Old Testament. It was, if you like, the laws, the festivals, the temple, the prophets, the priests, the kings. Those that made a way for Jesus were like the wrapping on the present. People got glimpses of what Jesus would be like through the wrapping. They could tell the shape, and they could tell maybe a little bit of the character. But when Jesus himself came to earth, when the wrapping was stripped off, what was inside was so much more exciting and also so much more frightening for many people, because it wasn't fully what they had expected. The Word became flesh. God became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Didn't visit for a bit. He made his dwelling, his home. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The wrapping has been taken off, and the present has been revealed. But now, in the time between Jesus coming as a baby and the expectation of his return as judge and saviour, we're left in a time, if you like, when the wrapping is us. Before, the wrapping was the prophets and the priests and the kings, but now people look to us to show what Jesus is going to be like when he returns. We are a new wrapping, if you like. But how do we show that? Or how should we show that? And how shouldn't we show that? We're going to watch a DVD in a moment. Another Numa. We'll get through them soon, and then, you know, you'll just have me. disappointment that might be. But I just want to read from the book of Matthew first, where Jesus gives his Sermon on the Mount, and as part of it he says these words. He says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You are salt, you are light, or you are the wrapping of the present to come." How should we live with that? Well, let's watch the DVD and see what Rob has to say. The wrapping that the prophets put on the present of Jesus was one of hope and love, one of change and excitement. I wonder what the wrapping is that we put on to other people as we head up to Christmas this year. Steve Turner wrote a poem which says this: "I went to see where Jesus once touched the earth, but the Catholics had got there before me and obscured his footprints with arches and buttresses and gold and incense. I went to see where Jesus once touched the earth. I couldn't see for concrete and collection boxes, for postcards and guidebooks. So I looked further down, I looked to the ground, but the ground was 30 feet higher than back in AD 3. This is not where Jesus walked. I looked down, down to my feet, my legs, arms, chest. I look down to where Jesus touches the earth." We are the wrapping this Christmas. But the present is wonderful, and I hope we can show that to people.